expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Quantum Techniques Talk Radio, Bring Healing to Chaos, is a hit show to empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely! Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Now, here are your hosts.
Hello, everyone. I'm Beth Daniel, here with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel, and we're the founders of QuantumTechniques.com. You're listening to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques on Transformation Talk Radio. And we'd love for you to stay with us for the next hour and help you experience a new shift, a new paradigm shift in healing with the guests that we have here today. Each week on Tuesday, we have gifted healers, many of them from our own training team at Quantum Techniques, that are sharing their healing stories with you, speakers and other authors that will really help you to teach you to heal yourself. And we're really excited today to have our senior practitioner from Quantum Techniques here with us, and her name is Gisela Carrick. The title of today's show, just to give you a little bit of information of what Gisela will be sharing, is Healing from Environmental Illness and Electrical Sensitivity. This is a candid discussion with Quantum Techniques Senior Practitioner, Gisela Carrick. Gisela, we want to welcome you to the show today. We're really happy to have you on.
Thank you.
So welcome. We have a lot of questions for you. You've been with us a long time, and we feel like we know you so well. In some ways, there are so many things we could talk about. But I really feel like you have a phenomenal healing story to share. So I think that's really a great place to start, because it gives people hope that they can really heal anything if they set their intention and their mind to it.
Absolutely, Beth. Again, my name is Gisela Carrick, and I'm a senior practitioner with Quantum Techniques, and I'd like to welcome anyone that's listening to the show right now. I came to Quantum Techniques as a client over 8 years ago, I guess, nine years ago, Beth. Yeah,
yep,
it's been a while.
Like
yeah, it's been a while. Possibly even 10. Not really sure. I've been kept track. But I came to Beth and Steve after doing many different things to try to help myself heal. I am a melanoma cancer survivor, and after having melanoma, I started experiencing sensitivities and immune system issues, nervous system issues. I began having symptoms like tachycardia, not being able to sleep. I was having seizures. I would have food intolerance, and they started out small and then began to get progressively worse. I then started noticing I was becoming sensitive not only to foods and to medications. I began becoming sensitive to the environment and chemicals and toxins, and then sensitive to electromagnetic fields. So needless to say, I was in a really scary place when I came to Quantum Techniques. I had, by the time I got to you guys, I had done many treatments. I'd done Western medicine, some medications and treatments by physicians. And then I had gone to do alternative medicine and tried things like Reiki or body talk. Or at one point, I'm sure anybody that's listening to this that has had environmental illness has probably heard of the Environmental Learning Center in Dallas, and I spent 3 years there. When I got there, I was living outside in an area where they have trailers 45 minutes outside of town, outside of the or away from the clinic, and I would have someone drive me in every day and went through their program and did all the detox things and went through all that. So after 3 years of doing that, I still found myself extremely sensitive, extremely ill. still not able to sleep, still having seizures, tachycardia, nerve inflammation, brain inflammation, brain fog. I mean, everybody that has had EI or is going through this knows the symptoms.
Giselle, just for people that may not, you know, be as familiar with what you were dealing with, why did you stay so far away from the clinic?
Well, I couldn't live in the city. People with environmental illness are real sensitive to chemicals, or again, I was electrically sensitive. So the street lights, the buildings, all the EMF, the electrical stuff that was coming from the city was just too much on my system. It was too hard. My symptoms would go from bad to worse in a situation like that. So the clinic provided had a place where you can live in a trailer outside, metal trailer outside of the city, where things were, you don't have a lot of things in the trailer. There's not a lot of things you could react to, and it was considered a safer place. That's the reason I was living so far from there.
Yeah, so like me, you were like the girl in the bubble.
Exactly, yeah, I was. I was the girl in the plastic bubble. That plastic was bothering me too.
right. I was just going to say that. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So, anyways, to continue the story, after being there for about 3 years, at the time I had my family was living in Florida. The clinic is in Texas, and I would try to come home. My husband would try to drive me home for a few weeks during this time, and I would be home for a few days and start, what they call crashing, meaning my symptoms would get just as bad or worse. So he'd have to hurry up and rush me back to this, safe environment. And as long as I kept going through, detoxing and IVs and avoiding everything, then I was okay, meaning my symptoms were there. They're just, I didn't feel like I was dying every moment. And after doing this for 3 years and then to the expense, we finally just said, we need to try something else. And right about that time, someone came to me and told me about quantum techniques. And actually, to think back on this, I'd heard about you guys at the clinic probably a year earlier, but it was one of those things where, to be honest, I would think, and I'm sure anyone that doesn't know what quantum techniques is or has not tried energy medicine, at first it's very different, it's very bizarre, especially, the way I was raised, it's black and white, it has to come from a doctor, the healing has to come from a pill or you have to be cut on. So I didn't understand that I could talk to someone over the phone and they could do something to me that would then help me heal. When I came to you guys, I was, I had come home after 3 years in the clinic, and I was, again, crashing extremely bad. I was very ill, and I had, just beyond sick. So I thought, what the heck, I might as well just try this. It sounds really bizarre, but I have nothing else to lose. I've done everything else. And I was at a point where I had just kind of given up hope. Well, needless to say, I tried it, and thank God, because I have gotten my life back. And I have gone from somebody who sat on, we live near the beach, so I would sit on the beach for, 8 hours at a time, or I would sit in my bedroom that my husband had made safe, which had, a futon, and that was it, or my oxygen tanks. I had, that's basically all I could tolerate. To being able to be, someone that is very active in my kids' lives, in my husband's life, and in helping others heal. So this technique, this modality, has changed my life in many ways.
Well, one thing I remember that I will never forget was after we'd been working together for a while and you were getting better, and I think you're at another level of health now than you were then, but even then, it was your first time you were able to go out for your son's birthday party.
That's right.
And he wrote me a thank you note, and I will never forget it. It was, thank you so much. My mom was able to come with us to the pizza party, and she could even eat.
Absolutely. This has been such a huge thing for my family, because not only is, and for those of you that suffer with environmental illness, I understand the path that you're on or have taken. I mean, there's so much negativity thrown at us. There's so much disbelief. And so for us and our family, it was something that we didn't really even know how to deal with or where to go for help. And any avenue we tried, we really just kind of get door slammed. And for my kids, who were very young at the time, my son, when I started with you guys, was maybe 7, 8 years old, and they didn't understand what was happening. It was very very frightening for them. And so not being able to go to the doctors and get it fixed, it was really scary. They, you know, have shared with me later on that they thought I was going to die.
Sure.
So it's just an amazing thing for those of you who are going through this to understand that there are things like quantum techniques that can bring healing to you, that, you know, can give you hope. Because, again, I was at, by the time I called Beth and Steve, I was without hope. And I thought, this is hokey. It's not, you know, going to work, but I've got to keep trying for my family. But I had really given up hope that I was going to live, or even actually, I think my will to live was kind of dwindling. So,
well, I remember when you first called, we couldn't return your call. And at your end, you were kind of going crazy on that. And it was because, you know, we're trying to fax information back and forth. And you had to unplug your fax machine and other things because of the EMF sensitivity. And
absolutely.
I can remember saying, well, let's just keep this, let's do this a different way. And I remember we communicated, I don't remember if that was phone or email, saying, try to plug in your fax machine. And then we could get information back and forth. So, you know, all of that is something that QT is pretty comfortable dealing with, because we've dealt with a lot of people with chemical sensitivities and EMF. And in a sense, your story is a lot like Beth's.
Yeah, I was sitting here thinking the same thing. Yeah, two girls in the bubble, I know.
Absolutely.
Running around the world. We do need to go to a short break, and we thank everyone for listening. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we want to explore more about Gisella's healing story, and then we're going to go on from there about how you became a practitioner and some other exciting things that have happened for you. So we'll be right back.
Ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
We're back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques, and the title of today's show is Healing from Environmental Illness and Electrical Sensitivity, and we're having a discussion with our senior practitioner, Gisela Carrick, who is talking with us about her healing journey from severe electrical sensitivity and environmental illness to where she is today. And before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact Gisela. So, Gisela, if you want to share your contact information for our listeners, that would be great.
Yes, you can leave a message or page me at 877-281-8115. Or you can email me at Gisela, it's G-I-S-E-L-L-A, at quantumtechniques.com.
Great. Thanks, Gisela. We also want to offer a giveaway that Gisela is offering today for the first two callers to the station. And the giveaway is a teleclinic that she did, an audio discussion about detoxification that's called Detox Engines. And the first two callers to the station will receive this free today. And the call number is 401-322-9091. And Gisela, when you were just giving your name and spelling your name, I think it's a perfect time to say that you're multilingual. I can't even keep track of how many languages you know. So for clients around the world that want to talk to someone in their native language, you bring the goods, so to speak.
I am fluent in Spanish. I'm South American descent. Actually, I was born in Ecuador, so I speak Spanish fluently, and I treat many clients in Spanish. I also do speak French, and have done work with clients in French. And I can work with clients in Portuguese and Italian pretty well. I mean, we can understand each other good, so or do pretty well treating. So would like to do a session in a different language, I'm definitely able to help them with that.
Gisela, since we're talking about that, what is the phone number, since 800 numbers don't work internationally, what is the phone number they could reach you at?
Any international caller can call me at 772-713-7057.
Why don't you say that one more time?
772-713-7057. 7057.
And again, they can also email you at Gisela@quantumtechniques.com.
Absolutely. Or go on our site and look up our page. And all my information is on that at quantumtechniques.com.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure we anchor that in.
Absolutely.
For those of you that maybe haven't listened to our show before, you know, Quantum Techniques is energy medicine that we do all over the phone with clients all over the world. So we do scans and give you a code so that you can treat yourself to help you eliminate any blocks to healing, basically anything in your life, by putting your body into a profound healing state. And what Gisela is sharing with us today is her really successful healing journey out of severe chronic illness and many different symptoms and feeling like your life was gone to a place of being really a world-renowned, fabulous healer who helps people every day with similar conditions to what you had, or you know, many other things as well.
Absolutely.
So, Gisela, do you want to share more about your healing journey, or what else would you like to share about how you've gotten to a place of being a practitioner?
Well, One of the things I wanted to mention, because we've had some emails and some people inquire about the electrical sensitivities, and to tell you all that for me, electrical sensitivities was the main issue. At least I felt that was the main issue. I did have the chemical stuff, but the electrical stuff was so big and so scary for me that I honestly just didn't understand it, didn't know what to do with it. I didn't know how in the world it could heal, because talking to Western medicine doctors, they didn't even believe that I was feeling the things that I was. So even going to all the places that I did for healing, it just didn't seem to budge. So my fear was that I was going to have to end up living, underground or some, and it really was that extreme. It was like, where do I do? Where do I go? Because there's so much electrical energy around. We have computers, we have cell phones, we have TVs. I mean, you can't avoid it. So
everything is wireless now.
And wireless, exactly. And it was so hard for us because my kids couldn't watch TV. They spent almost 6 years without being able to even turn on television, or which isn't a bad thing, but not having the choice. In order for us to cook, I would have to go sit outside. In order for my husband to do his work, he'd have to go to a Starbucks or somewhere to go use the Wi-Fi. There was no possibility for anyone to turn anything on without it being extremely painful to me. Or me having any kind of reaction. For those who suffer from this, as extreme as it was for me, I couldn't even take a ride in the car, 5 minutes down the road because of the electrical wiring. I would have severe pain, nervous pain, and I would have extreme tachycardia, or just all kinds of issues or symptoms that just for me it was not worth even going outside and taking a car ride.
Yeah, I remember a conversation you and I had when I was working with you as your healer way back then, mm-hmm. and I remember you saying, will I ever be able to ride in a car again at night when the streetlights are on, or am I always going to have this pain? And I remember you asking me that, and I remember you saying that, one of the doctors you had worked with told you, you're never going to be able to do that again, so just get used to it.
Yeah, I was told I had EMF, the disease process. So, again, to tell you the difference in that, people that have environmental illness will have sometimes their load, according to environmental doctors, will have their loads go up, their toxic load go up so high that they begin experiencing electrical sensitivities. And as the theory is, as the load goes down, that those sensitivities go away. But I was told I had EMF, the disease process, meaning that it was just something that I would have to live with the rest of my life. It was so severe.
Exactly.
So, again, all the fear and just the pain, the physical pain that I was going through was just, it became overwhelming. And just to let you guys know, today I'm sitting here on the phone, a portable phone to my ear in front of my computer, as I'm talking to Beth and Steve, and I do use a cell phone. I also work on the phone, 8 to 10 hours a day. And we have wireless. I have wireless in my home. We have televisions. We have everything, on my kids. Every person in my house has a computer. So, it is something that you can heal from. There is hope. And I will tell you, I think the best way to do it is to for me, it was using this modality. It was really what brought the healing to me.
Yeah, because, like you're saying, in our world, in our society, it's not realistic to avoid wireless and electromagnetic frequencies because they're everywhere.
Exactly.
But, you really can't avoid them. We were watching a show on National Geographic last week about two women that are living in a cave somewhere deep below the earth because they're trying to avoid electrical frequencies. Well, you don't want to go there.
No, you can't. The thing to do is to heal the issue. And you know what? I was there too. At that time, I really thought I was really a person that was against electrical, pollution, and I thought people are just killing us, and I wasn't on that whole bandwagon. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be safe with anything, but at the same time, it's an impossibility to avoid it. So know that you can, and if you do your work and heal the issues, what physical or non-physical, that your body will be able to tolerate these things. It is absolutely possible.
Well, I've seen so many people that started with us that had a lot of money, and they were fixing to build an EMF and environmentally sensitive home, you know, whether that's a porcelain trailer or whatever they're going to do. And I would say, can you just hold off on that because you won't get the money back? And every one of them, by the time they went through a 6 to 9 month process, no matter how severe it was, now a lot of times it's less than that, but that 6 to 9 month process would have been about the time they might have got their home built. They didn't need it anymore. And so that same issue is, you can try to make yourself safe by changing your external world, which we do want to reduce. You know, let's avoid as much as we can. Let's take the toxin load off the body. But if you do your internal work to make your internal world safe, then that ultimately changes that external, I'll say, sensitivity, whether that's EMF or chemicals or whatever that is, you know, 95% of the time.
Absolutely. I mean, I will attest that when I first started with you guys, even when Steve was talking about before the break about the whole fax thing, the issue was I was trying to run over to the fax machine and throw the papers in quickly for the EMF got me, or having my 8-year-old daughter fax the stuff. And so we were having a lot of, pages were being sent blank. I mean, it was just such a big mishap. And even when I started, I remember asking Beth, because I had a phone that was made at the clinic for me that had this long tubing, so I was literally like, I don't know, 10 feet away from the actual phone that was in a metal case, if I could have my husband do the sessions for me. And I will tell you, I'm very grateful that she said no to me, because part of it is, getting over the fear and the belief that this energy is going to hurt you and that you'll never be able to get over it.
We'll be right back. We have another break coming up, Gisela, and we look forward to hearing more from you.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. I'm Beth Daniel, here with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel, over here beating our timer into submission. And we're back on with Gisela Carrick, our senior practitioner at Quantum Techniques. And we've been talking about her really profound healing journey through severe environmental illness and electrical sensitivities, and how Quantum Techniques worked for Gisela and how it can also benefit clients. So I wanted to add one thing, Gisela. We were wrapping up talking about the electrical sensitivity. And, you know, in my journey as well with environmental illness, which I struggled with for years too, I started to develop electrical sensitivity as well, not to the degree that you had it. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that was very clear to me in my healing, and I worked with Steve at the time, was really about boundaries. And realizing that anyone with electrical sensitivity, at least for me, from my perspective, has a really hard time saying no or accepting no from other people. But I couldn't say no or set a boundary to save my life, so I couldn't say no to electrical frequencies coming in either. So for me, that was a big shift in the electrical sensitivity realm, just to help answer some people's questions that are sending questions in.
Absolutely. That is definitely something I found, you know, and it would be, to be honest, and I'm sure a lot of people that are in this place are unwilling to hear anything else, like for me, other than the physical. I know for me, I knew I had inflammation in my spine, inflammation in my brain. I had had a spinal tap that showed antibodies were extremely elevated. I had issues with myelin. So I just thought, okay, this is it. This is why this has gone awry. You know, as much as I could comprehend it, and doing this work led me to understand that is so important. That again, I like you, could not say no to people. I definitely had boundary issues setting them with people or vice versa. And so doing that work and having that awareness has definitely helped with the healing at all levels, and definitely on the physical level.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point, Gisela, because we do deal with the physical symptoms, of course, in the physical body first, and reduce the toxin load, and including, you know, toxic substances and, you know, toxic emotions as well. But that is the first thing that we look at, and we welcome people to come in with their physical issues, and we can help put those online with the body's healing intelligence so you can start to feel immediate relief.
Absolutely. Well, and for those people, understand, for me, my understanding when I started to heal, I thought, okay, if I just, you know, heal the physical and this is cleared, you know, whether it's a substance, a food or something, or some viral field or something, then, you know, then everything will be fine. So if my myelin is, the antibodies to the myelin is corrected somehow, you know, I won't have all this nerve issue. Well, right. With the different modalities that I did prior to coming to QT, and it's not downing those modalities. They were very, they were somewhat helpful to me at the time, just to help relieve some of the pain. But they didn't hold. And the truth is, because all this other stuff underlying, and I'm sure people that have done other types of healing may have seen this. People that are on the healing path, as I did, I spent years and a fortune doing other things that might help for a bit, minutes, hours, maybe a couple days. But then everything would revert back and I'd still have all the same symptoms, the same issues. And it wasn't until I did not only the physical work that Quantum does, so we go a bit deeper healing DNA issues, RNA issues. We have so many different scans that help with the physical. including toxin scans, but we also have pathogen scans. But we also do the work, the underlying work, working with the subconscious and false belief systems that then fuel a lot of the stuff. So it really is a mix. You know, you can't just have one. I found that for me, what made it all work, all come together, mesh together, was doing the physical, the emotional, and then also spiritual work. And for those of you that are EIs, environmentally ill, that doesn't mean you're crazy. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you mentally, and therefore this is what you have. You know, I deal with patients. I have patients that have cancer, Parkinson's, Crohn's. I deal with an array of clients, and they all have underlying issues. We all do. So it's important to, address all that also.
Well, and the truth is, like we said on our last show, and we've probably repeated almost every show, is the ultimate question is, do you perceive the world as a place of joy, beauty, and love, or are you looking at it as a dangerous place? And then your cells react accordingly.
Exactly. And people that have environmental illness, and I'll be the first one to say, I did not see the world as a safe place.
Of course. Yeah, me neither. Everything was terrifying at that point.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Gisella, do you want to share some about how you became a practitioner after all of this and how that has played out for you?
Well, Steve begged me to, but... actually,
Wait a minute. Go ahead.
Well, no, Dr. Daniel and Beth Daniel were such a big part of my life at the time. I mean, they still are, obviously, a huge part of my life. But they, it was just, actually, I think it was a mutual thing. I did, my healing was so profound, and I had such a huge shift. I mean, I went from someone who scared to death of everything, and I live in Florida, so I couldn't even walk outside. I was terrified of the pesticides, which I was told caused, a big part of the electrical sensitivities, to living in a regular house, me being able to go to dinner with my kids. I eat out. I had a Christmas tree, doing all the things that I just never in a million years, shopping at stores, and being able to live in Florida where there's pesticide and not being terrified of it. So, long story short, I did this incredible healing, and I believe it was a mutual thing. You and I, we all spoke, and it was something I was led to do, and you guys, asked me about it. So it just evolved, and it's something
that... Sean asked me about if I could do a code for preventing credit card shopping, and I said I could, but, I would be assassinated in my own home if I did that. So we had to let that one slide.
That's right. And Sean's my husband, just so you know. Yeah, they're in cahoots. So that's how I came to QT, and it's been, an amazing journey since.
So what's your experience as a healer, Gisella? What are some of the maybe specific healing stories you want to share, or if you have, a favorite healing story of someone that you've worked with?
Absolutely. One of the first things that always comes to mind for me is I had a gentleman that I met when I literally was just getting my fax machine and all my electrical stuff rewired for my office, and this guy was the guy doing it, and we started talking about what I was doing, what my business was, and he shared with me that he had cancer, he had lymphoma. And I was very new to being trained, and honestly, when he came to me as a client, I was almost apprehensive because I thought, well, gosh, I don't know enough, or I'm not sure if I can help this guy. He's got cancer. And it was a really great story for me because it was a way for me to realize that I wasn't doing the work. It was the divine. It was, for me, God doing the work. This guy became my client, and it was the most bizarre healing I'd ever seen. Within four sessions, he went back to the doctors, and he was about to start chemo. The guy was had been a Vietnam veteran and had a six-year-old daughter. He had a child late in life and wanted to be here for her. And he was told he needed to do chemo and do all the regular stuff that you would do for lymphoma. And he wanted to try something, and we did this. We did four sessions. And after four sessions, he went back, and he got, clean bill of health. They said, they called it remission. They said, you're in remission. We don't need to proceed with this stuff now. We'll just keep an eye on you. And again, it wasn't, for me, it was amazing. Like, I thought, oh my gosh, how is this possible? But again, I had to realize I wasn't the one doing it. It was just, I was a vessel to the divine and for this man's healing. And he was ready. He was in a place, and, you know, and I've seen people heal that quick, and I've seen others take longer. So that doesn't mean that, you know, you should set any kind of expectation. It's just where you're at, and you know, when you're ready, it'll happen. And he was ready.
That's right. Oh, and yeah. I think that whole case was really telling you that you were doing the right thing.
Absolutely. It was. It was definitely a sign, because I was you know, apprehensive. Is this the right thing for me? I mean, I had been a translator. I'd worked in banking, and so all of a sudden going from, and then even doing, I had done medical sales, and going from those areas to, you know, healing was just not something that was at all in my realm or thought process. So it was definitely, you know, I think God speaking to me and saying, yeah, this is what you're supposed to do.
That's awesome. I love that story. I haven't heard that for a long time, so thanks for sharing it.
Absolutely.
We are going to take another break. Gisela, do you want to shoot out your contact information again real quickly?
Sure. Again, it's Gisela Carrick, and email is Gisela, G-I-S-E-L-L-A, at quantumtechniques.com. Or I can be reached by phone at 877-281-8115. International clients, please call 772-713-7057.
Thanks, Gisela. Stay tuned.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques. And this is the last segment of our show today, so we do want to share some giveaways that Gisella is offering. And we do have two free teleclinics we're giving away today. And Gisella, I know you want to share a little bit about that audio class that you did. If someone is interested to receive the free giveaway today, you can call 401-322-9091.
Yes, that giveaway, that teleclinic, was on the detox engines, and that clinic was done with a friend of mine, also a client, Dr. Stephanie Haig of the Environmental Health Center. She's also been a client, someone that spent time at the clinic and also is an environmental doctor, and she came to Quantum Techniques also asking for help because, you know, she did a lot of the detox, as many of you that have environmental illness and have listened, like myself and Stephanie, did the detox and all that and still had problems, still were having symptoms and issues. So she became a client and has done extremely well, you know, and healed a lot further than she ever thought she would also. So that's a great teleclinic to listen in on. It's a bit technical, but it's about explaining the way the detox, the body works to letting these toxins go. And also, is this okay for me to give out the balancing nervous system code that we were offering?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I have a code for everyone, and this is something that I put together because one of the biggest issues I had was all nervous systems, when I came to QT, autonomic, sympathetic, parasympathetic, peripheral, enteric, all nervous systems were just offline. And this is a code just to help that balance out and settle down. The code is EBIFLFSHEBETHIF. MF G50 SH E O E A C 9 G U N S H U N. And chakra, either chakra pattern will work. Have we offered that out, or Beth?
Yes. All we want to do is for people who are not familiar with our treatment points. Now, for anyone who is familiar with EFT, we use the same treatment points. If you're not familiar with the points Gisella said, that's okay. Simply go to our website at quantumtechniques.com, and you can click on the Getting Started section. There's also a video there of Steve putting in the treatment points as well. So you can see that on video if you'd like, or else you can read it in a format, you know, in a manual format online to see what the points are. So if you have not input the points into your system yet, we would recommend that you go through those points and then you touch the point and say what it stands for, like EB for eyebrow, IF for index finger. But it's all there on the website. It's all free access. So if you're not familiar with what Gisella just gave you, you can still use it for your healing. Just look up what the points are and enter them into your system once. Once you do that, all you need to do is read the code, just like Gisella did. Gisella, what would you recommend people do with that? Read that like three times through, or what would you recommend?
Yeah, I'm getting, three times and as many times actually as people feel it that they need it for. So if someone's in really, having some real big issues where the nervous system's imbalanced, they can use it as often, but do it in section 3x3.
Okay. Yeah, so you can't hurt yourself by doing the code. It's not going to hurt to do it several times. If your body doesn't need it, it just bypasses right through. If your body needs the information, it takes it in and helps you heal. And I just got a message from someone in our office saying that if you want to see this on video on our website, go to the homepage, quantumtechniques.com, and click on the menu item at the top that says the word watch, as in, watching a video. And then that will show the video where the points are being inputted. So thank you for that. Gisela, anything else that you want to share? I know we're wrapping up the show in probably the last 5 minutes here. Any other specific stories you want to share, or even just kind of words of wisdom from your journey that you've been on for a long time?
Well, I do have one other story, and it's someone that's a client of mine that's a child that's become very dear. Him and his mother both have become very dear to me. And the reason I want to bring their story up is it's something that's happened recently. And I've had many, many clients have great success with healing and environmental illness. I have clients that have moved. I have a client that moved from Switzerland to Colorado after living in a trailer outside her house for years because of electrical sensitivities. And now she's living, in a normal place, renting a home and part of a community that she loves. But recently, there's a small boy that I treated that had gone through everything, clinics and all kinds of different things, who had severe environmental illness. And when I started with this boy, he could barely be on the phone. He would black out or scream. It was horrible, the way his reactions were, even to us trying to access his field. The good news is that after working with him for some time, not exactly sure on the amount, but within the last year, he is now just flourishing tremendously. He's gone back to taking classes outside of his home. He has joined a taekwondo group. His life has completely changed. He's eating at restaurants. He's getting back to being a normal child, which he wasn't. He's 15, and throughout his life, since he was around 7 years old, got extremely ill. He actually had issues, as most of us that have this illness will find that, they start out beforehand, we just don't notice them, but got really, really sick around those ages and has never had a normal life. It's just been of doctors and testing and different modalities. And, his mother shared a wonderful letter with us, stating, just that he's done well and he's healed after she's tried and failed and been fired from many different things. So, again, what I want to lead into that is just to tell anybody that's listening out there that there is hope and they should try anything and everything. But, why not try quantum techniques? Again, it was something that for me in a million years I would have never had done. I went all around it, thought I had to do everything else. But and then finding this and realizing that, I can heal from something so extreme and so severe and have a life. And, I'm just grateful every day to God that I have been part of many people's healing stories and them getting their lives back. It does happen.
Well, and the truth is the divine has a level of healing for you beyond what you can imagine, beyond what current medicine, whatever medicine you're doing. If it's not working, then try something newer. There is a higher level of consciousness, higher level of truth that can allow healing to happen beyond your wildest imagination.
Well, you have nothing to lose. That's what I want to tell people, because if I hadn't done this, I don't know where I'd be.
Gisela, we want to thank you for being on the show today and sharing such great information.
You've been listening to Quantum Techniques Radio. Bring healing to chaos. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show that'll empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. Each week, you'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned guests and healing practitioners to discover the techniques to heal yourself and others. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing and remove wrong beliefs, blocking you from living a phenomenal life.
Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.